to Friday, 6 to 9 on Smile 90.4 FM.
If you've missed the story and you've missed the big news about how proud we are as South Africans to get news of the biggest shows on earth that highlight the next big thing, have done so, and have done so in favour of South Africa, specifically the Mzansi Youth Choir, who blew away the judging panel at America's Got Talent. And joining us live on the line this morning is one of those most amazing members, Tando. Tando, good morning!
Good morning!
Oh my word. Have your feet touched the ground yet?
Yes, we have. We're in South Africa.
And you must get a sense from everybody, because you're back now for a little while before you go over for the semi-finals. You must get a sense how immensely proud we are of the Mzansi Youth Choir.
So thank you so much. Thank you so much. We highly, highly appreciate it.
So tell us a little bit about that golden buzzer. Were you expecting that moment? Was it just we're going to perform? We're going to give it our best. When did it sink in that there was going to be somebody leaning across and buzzing on behalf of everybody?
Well, okay. So our goal when we went there was to at least get 3 or 4 yeses from the judges. We were not expecting the golden buzzer.
Gotcha.
And it was such an emotional moment after the performance. Everyone was in tears, you know. Yeah. And the golden buzzer that we got is an audience golden buzzer.
Yeah.
Yes. The audience is the one that dictated that we should receive the golden buzzer. It's for the first time in the history of America's Got Talent that a golden buzzer comes from the audience. So we were not expecting it, but it was just an amazing moment, you know, and very, very emotional to each and every one of us and each and everyone that was in that theatre at that moment.
Tando, you referenced immediately Nightbird and that amazing song, the inspiration behind it. What was it about that song that really inspired you, that made you want to sing that for the audition?
So It's Okay is a very hopeful song, if I may say.
Sure.
Nightbird had cancer.
Yes.
And everyone knows. So it's her composition, and her story on AGT resonated with us, you know, when she auditioned a few years ago. And it touched us so much that we went to rearrange and make our own version of the song, you know, and we released it. And to our surprise, she responded very positively. A short while before she passed away, you know, she responded on Facebook saying that she was holding tears while listening to the song. So when we got an invite to come and audition for America's Got Talent, we couldn't think of any better song, you know, and we thought It's Okay is the song, and we want to continue her legacy and journey on America's Got Talent, as she couldn't finish it.
So now there's a bit of a gap between now. You've got to go back to America in August for the semifinals. What happens between now and then? What do you guys do?
So we are working very hard. As you have seen, we need to lift the bar high, you know.
Exactly.
The standard is already high. So yes, we are working very hard back home, rehearsing and preparing for the live shows in August.
What would you do if you won America's Got Talent?
It would be a life-changing moment, you know. What we rather wish as a choir is to send the message of hope all around the world, you know.
Yes.
So it would be really lovely to travel around the world performing and sending a message of inspiration and hope as well to the whole world.
You know, Tando, you've brought and you've made choirs cool. Not that they weren't cool, right? But you kind of got a sense that, and I mean, I've got two daughters. They're aged 7 and 8, and they're in a school choir, right? And I remember being in a school choir, and when people looked at you, they were like, "Oh, now you're going off to choir practice, and you're in a choir and you perform to old people. You're going to go to a performance in a massive hall." But and then we had movies, and I think of Whoopi Goldberg, and I think like in the past where choirs were cool, and all of a sudden it became, and you guys have just done that again. You've made singing in the choir cool again. So that message for youngsters that are listening, that are thinking to themselves, "Oh, practice every single day for 4 hours a song over and over and over." That's choir. That's what you got to do to be good.
Absolutely.
So your message to the next generation is keep those dreams alive, keep that hope alive, and anything can be possible for you in your future.
Definitely, definitely. That's the message we are intending to spread to the whole world.
We love it. We love your vibe. We love your energy, Thando. The Mzansi Youth Choir.
Thank you so much, Ryan. Let's
thank you, brother.
Smiling.
Thank you so much.
Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.